The parasha begins describing Yisro's position. Vayishma Yisro Kayan Midian. Yisro was the Kayan over the entire country of Midian. Why does the Torah feel it necessary to describe who Yisro was in talking about what he did by coming to Klal Yisrael? There's a very important lesson over here. Yisro was the peak of society. He was on the top of his country. He was the Kayan, the person that everybody turned to for advice. But he was Vayishma Yisro. He was willing to listen. He was willing to hear and to grow. And that's what differentiated him from everybody else in the world. Everyone else didn't come, and Yisro did come. Why? Because Vayishma Yisro. He was looking to grow, he was looking to listen. And that is a lesson for us. A person should never be complacent with his situation in Avodas Hashem. Yes, a person should be sameach b'chalkai. He should be happy with what he has. But he should always leave an open ear. He should always leave the opportunity of Vayishma Yisro to listen for new opportunities to grow in Avodas Hashem and look for ways to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to constantly be a shemea. And that is the secret to success in Ruchnius. Always looking to grow. Have a great Shabbos.